There are many ways in closing. Normally, this is about suggesting the next step. For me, what works well is that I will always tell them, thank you for inviting us to this meeting. Again, I'll thank them after thanking them at the start. I'll thank them again from the bottom. And we're happy to be part of this journey with you in the growth. So I'm establishing that we will be working with them. So that's a something, and that's confidence. That you know that you have presented the product well. Or you just be straightforward, ask for the sale. Tell them, okay, if I may, I'd like to understand, are you in the position to decide now? Or does it need to go through another process or another layer?
DX Your Life and Business, helping you in digital transformation.
All right, so welcome back to the Digital Transformation Academy podcast. So in this series, we discuss sales, sales management, and sales automation. But we will be exploring today the key steps involved in structuring winning sales calls that lead to closing deals. So we're just meeting. My name is Dennis Hilayo, and with me is my co-host, Paul Familiara. And we give you our best thoughts about small business, running a small business, about digital transformation, productivity, and innovation. So if you are a sales professional looking to improve your skills or a business owner looking to increase your sales, then you've come to the right place. So let's get started. Hi, Sir Paul. Kamusta? How are you?
I'm good, Dennis. Thank you. How are you?
Fine. Just fine. So I heard there's an emergency state there in your place.
Well, one time was the storm, right? Last week. But this time, I believe mayroong the South Island, mayroong storm din na pumasok. So nag-surge yung river. And they had to evacuate yung super marathon event. Okay. It's a 5-day marathon event.
As in running marathon?
Yes. Oh. So sa South Island yun, kanina lang nakita ko yung news. The river was swelling so hard and all the participants were emergency evacuated.
Ah, okay. Akala ko kasali ka dun sa marathon eh.
No.
Yeah. But how are you?
Bale, ano, third day. Yeah, we're good. It's sunny now. It's all the rain has passed and everything seems okay. I was able to play last weekend. Good weather. Yeah.
Okay. You play golf, di ba? Tama ba?
Yeah, I play golf. Okay. I play golf. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I never learned. Maybe in the future with you.
Yeah, of course. So, daming golf course sa Pilipinas. Maganda ng golf courses.
All right. So, let's dive into our topic. No, so last week, I think we have a guest. Ano, we talk about crafting your sales story. You know, but for today, we're gonna be discussing how to structure a winning sales call. But as a start, in your case, Paul, so how do you mentally prepare? Or prepare in general before a sales call?
Make sure that you're organized with all the things that you need to present. Diba? All the information that you have to provide is there. So ako ginagawa ko. I review the proposal. I review the people that I'm going to talk to, their positions, their value to the business.
Right.
And then I make sure that in the proposal also, I already find all the necessary things that I need to speak about. Like if there's a need to talk about price, need to talk about the feature and benefits of the products or the service. And of course, relax dapat. Nakatulog ka. You're able to prepare yourself mentally and physically. So that by then, everything should be in the right moment would be the right situation for the conversation.
Right, it's all about right aura, no? Especially if it's a face-to-face sales call. Actually, I'm gonna tell you a secret. No? So over the years, what I do, as I mentioned, since I'm an introverted person, no? And it's not really natural for me to be enthusiastic, especially when doing a sales call. So ginagawa ko, every time, so I go to the venue or the office of the customer. When I park, what I do is I listen to a fast, happy song.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, it gets me hyped up. So, every time I sit on a call, medyo ano na ako, nasa enthusiastic mode or something like that.
Okay.
So that's
that's
one that's way of, ano, one technique I do, no. Every time I think even mga performing actors or artists, they also do some kind of a mantra, no, before they start their performance and something like that, you know.
Yeah, I think if you will call it like that, in my case, when I enter the building, what I do is observe everything. Like, what's the painting hanging on the wall that talks about the character of the company, or what type of people, what are they wearing? Are they casual? Are they formal? So small things like that. Tawag natin dyan mga CIA moves, yung parang detective na you're trying to understand the small bits, but that adds up to a painting or a picture of what are you about to tackle with in terms of the challenge that's in front of you. And that's, yeah, if you have that kind of strategy, I have different strategy, but at the end of the day, it's really about relaxing yourself, making sure that you're mentally, physically, and all of your facets are ready.
That's right. So, well, another thing, no, just to add, another mindset for me is that if you don't prepare, no, before the sales call, the tendency is always, you know, the prospect will, you know, take the lead, you know, which is not good.
Mm. Correct.
It's your sales call. Kasi pag, if they take the lead, then para mangyayari din, you'll be in the defense mode, eh, rather than the offense mode, you know. So it's not going to be your sales call if you don't prepare. It's going to be their sales call, diba?
That's
so
right.
Well, yeah, that's one mindset, you know. And then when I sit down, I think in general, you have to be mindful also of your talk-listen ratio. Kasi, well, sabi nila, the reason why you have two ears and one mouth is because you have to listen more. Than ask questions more, no, than doing the all the talking and whatnot, diba?
Adding to that, listening, active listening is the key word for that, no. Meaning, when you listen, you pick up the right words that you need to absorb, and after that, after listening to them, they will be speaking out words or needs that they have. That's when you now take advantage of those needs, trying to find out is that a pain point, and highlight that on your response.
Right. Siguro if you can go us through your sequence, no, or process, no, from the time you sit down and talk to the client, what is the sequence of or structure of your sales call during the sales pitch or the sales meeting?
All right. As an effective sales call, and this is for myself, I'm sure this is true to a lot of salespeople as well, especially those who are already experienced. You start with introducing yourself, and then wait for the person to introduce himself or herself as well. Get the names properly and make sure that you remember. Sometimes I have a problem with remembering names. So that's that advantage and disadvantage as well, because if I remember one or two names and then I forgot the two other people who's on the table, I need to ask their names again, which gives me a conversational opening. I forgot. Sorry, sir, can you? I forgot your name. Sorry, you're the director. I would remember their position maybe, but not their names. And that's my problem. But again, this is a pros and con thing. Secondly, after getting their names and their positions, and you start telling them. I start telling them about why am I there? Or I guess the best way to state your purpose is thank you. I say thank you for inviting us here so we can provide you with our products and services. Or thank you for inviting us for a meeting so we can discuss about so and so, X, Y, and Z, right? And after that, I open with an open. You call an open-ended question. So how do you feel about your current situation? And then they start talking. Right. And what are the things that that you need for us to help you with or address? So they'll start talking about situations again. And why do you think is that so? So these what, when, where, why. These are open-ended questions. You don't have a question of, you don't ask yes or no that they will answer, or you will ask them with a specific item and then they have to say, I don't have, or I do have. So open-ended, so that they can share their both information and emotion. So after I get all this information, again, using the active listening skill, I start processing all those information in my head and matching them with the products, the features and benefits of my services or my products. And then I just nitpick and then speak out the most prominent of the things that they mentioned.
That's right.
So if you're a seasoned salesperson, medyo mabilis na yung pick up na yan. It's easier for you to pick up. It's easier for you to formulate. It's easier for you to match. And maybe just select the top three. And then after selecting the top three, then you start your conversation or introducing your products or services with those three main points. That in turn gives them an immediate attention. Plus the fact that if they only have a limited time, you already mentioned the three main things that you need to speak about. Then the rest will just follow. If they're interested, you'll realize your 30-minute meeting will end up an hour or three. Plus personal things that they'll talk about also. Oh, you also play golf. Oh, you also dive. Oh, you also do this. Oh, yeah, I do that. So so forth.
Yeah,
and that's building the rapport na.
Correct.
Relationship building na right after.
Right. I think, yeah, that's really important, ano, yung rapport building. Ano, some techniques na sinasabi nila is like mirroring also on their body language, diba? And then one point is another important factor, I'm not sure in your case, but also the seating arrangement. Kasi most of the time, you're on the opposite side of the table, diba? Kasi pag, if you're on the opposite side of the table, parang there's yung sense of parang kakampi ka nila than anything else is nawawala. No? So for me, I'm also mindful on the being on the same side, literally and figuratively. Kasi again, it sends a wrong message pag nandun ka sa opposite side. I don't know, but you know, I think that works for me, you know.
Yeah, that's a good technique, Dennis. Yung sitting beside them para at least, especially if you have something to show. If you have a computer, let's say you'd like to demonstrate a program, or if there's a presentation, for example, you want to project on the screen, then you're all seated together looking at the screen, not looking at each other.
Right.
You have that opportunity to share the demonstration with them, not presenting the demonstration to them. Yeah.
How about your presentation deck? Meron ka bang certain kind of format or structure?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about you start with the history of your company, because that gives you credibility, right?
Yeah.
You establish first the credibility of your business and especially your experience, your
breadth
of experience, your length of time of service, no?
Yeah.
At saka lahat ng mga kailangan mong i-present about your accolades or what have you. But it should not be very long. It should be very quick. Like if it's visual badges or medals or certificates, if that's necessary in your product offering.
Right.
Now, next piece would be, of course, the features and benefits. Because we know that a sales meeting is always about, for your customer or your client, it's about what's in it for them.
Correct.
And if they find the benefits and the features right there immediately, and normally what I do is because I research early about our the client before the meeting, I highlight a word because when you look at the presentation and you see that highlighted word, that connects to them immediately. Again, this is for the purpose of what if you lose attention from them, you already immediately caught their attention. Correct.
Those are good points. No? So, yeah, so I'm sure you always experience this as well. No? So while you are doing your sales pitch, we all encounter this. No? They are, you know, saying their objections on some of your points, the pricing, the features. So how do you manage that? So what is your mindset when it comes to those objections?
Okay. You don't want to be caught off guard when there's an objection. So it's part of your preparation, actually. So your client, your customer, will be surprised if you're able to answer an objection very quickly. So again, it's part of your preparation. So you anticipate the objections. Mm-hmm. You try to ask another person as if they don't like your product or service. Yeah, no. Tell them to ask you first before you go to the meeting itself, para you already are prepared. But once you're there, let's say there's an objection that you haven't prepared for, just be ready with your data, evidences of your or proof of your services and your product. It may be a testimony of a customer. It may be a statistical data, especially if it's been gathered for, you know, a more than just not a small sample but a bigger sample of statistical data, or anything that is published that you already have provided or was published or written about you. Those are very strong support for your objections. Mm-mm. And of course, you have to be very calm and composed.
Oh, iba nagpapanik na pag may mga lalo na kung medyo aggressive yung objection In my case, most of the time kasi like in my case kasi mga software solutions when the customer is looking for a feature that we don't have, when at the early stage of my sales experience kasi sometimes you overpromise di ba? So you tend to para lang makuha yung sales, sinasabi mo, yeah we have this and that, we can customize this and that. But eventually I learned to be really honest, we don't have that.
Yeah.
This is what we have at the moment. We do have a pipeline of features in the future. But sometimes yung hinahanap nila is really something that they don't need. Eh. 'Di ba? They are just looking for it for the sake of
Nice to have.
May yeah. Maitanong lang. Kasi pag yung boss nila, do you have question? Mapipressure sila magtanong di ba? So they are asking for something they really don't need, So you have to have like a balance of those things, in my case.
Correct. Pero eto rin, I'll give you a story about a situation that happened to me in a sales meeting. So I had my team, I think two technical guys, one supervisor and me, the manager, managing director for that technical product. And we presented to this large, I think this is the top telco company. And they were trying to, this is when the industry was still starting with, the narrow casting system. That I started with the Magnalux as a narrow casting company, setting up different screens that are remotely controlled. That's new to the industry.
Right.
They presented to us a technical setup, a system. They said, "Oh, I need a PC here and a screen there, and then we will use a remote software to do this and that." But their remote software was quite difficult. Their PC was chunky, so they were asking us if we can provide a costing for that solution. Mm. When I knew that among the invited, because we were together with other suppliers, they cannot provide, or they're scratching their heads when that was presented. They were like in their mind, I was reading their reaction. Mm. They're still computing in their head, how much will it cost to provide this high big telco company? Mm. They know it's a big business, but they were also thinking about what's the investment, how to set it up. The thing about then is I already have an idea of the advantage we can provide. Mm. So I provided them with a thing. I said, "Oh, we have this, let's say, I'll just call it Innovate Box that we can provide you." So they were surprised. I said, "You don't need to do that, eliminate this and that. Just put this box on behind the screen and we'll connect it to the LAN network. Everything will be controlled remotely in a big station located in our office or your main office. And you can connect it nationwide." So right there and then, the supervisor asked us to cut the meeting, let go of everyone, and said, "Paul and team, please stay. I'd like to discuss this thing with you." And then we got the business. It's worth 100 million business.
Yeah, sometimes people or customers tend to overthink as well, eh, diba? They're complicating things. So that's your role, actually, you know, to simplify things for them and act like a consultant or the mentor, you know, when doing the sales consultative approach. Sabi nga nila.
Kaya if you find an advantage, even a slightest advantage, on that particular pitch, you have to present it. Otherwise, you will give them the, they will think twice before they connect with you. So always find a way to find even the slightest advantage.
Right. Okay, so after executing your pitch, no, and handling those objections, what's your strategy naman and techniques to close it or close the deal?
There are many ways in closing. Normally, this is about suggesting the next step. Meaning, like for me, what works well is that I will always tell them, thank you for inviting us to this meeting. Again, I'll thank them after thanking them at the start. I'll thank them again from the bottom. And we're happy to be part of this journey with you in the growth. So I'm establishing that we will be working with them without their decision yet. That's one. Yes, that's a something, and that's confidence that you know that you have presented the product well. Or you just be straightforward. Ask for the sale. Tell them, okay, if I may, I'd like to understand, are you in the position to decide now? Or does it need to go through another process or another layer? But if they can make a decision, tell them that you are able to provide the product or the service immediately and close the sale immediately. And that's the quickest way. Another one would be offering a limited time opportunity, either a discount or a supply that's right. That's going to run out.
Yeah, those are good points, no. So I think you mentioned it. Yung parang you're already assuming that they're getting the services or the product from you. It's like a trial closing, di ba? And yes. Then you mentioned yung urgency. So a discount for a certain period of time, or probably emphasizing that if you don't decide early, then things will be more costly for you, something like that.
There is an opposite to that, Dennis, no? Some salespeople, they will say, the product is will your competitor will get it from us, so you will lose that opportunity. That's a negative approach. It may work, probably depending on what type of audience you have, but it doesn't work all the time. Because, if there's a negative effect, there is the negative approach, there's a negative effect as well. So you don't want to start it like that in that closing process.
Right.
Make it just all positive. Everyone would find the win-win solution in your conversation.
Right. And then practically speaking, I'm not sure in your case, no, but in my case, especially B2B, no, hindi naman all the time you can close it right away, no, during the sales pitch, no. It can be a series of presentations, sometimes gusto pa nila ng proof of concept, diba, or something like that.
Yes.
One difficult part is I think we discussed this before, is the follow through, no, follow through of the next steps. Like in my case, sometimes just merely inviting them to a lunch or dinner, you know, without really emphasizing and closing the deal,
that's
matters,
right.
No. In your case, what techniques do you do in this follow through activities?
So in the follow through, if you know that the decision is not going to be made right there and then on the table, what you do is, as I think I mentioned earlier, and you also spoke about the next steps. So if you want to be professional, you have to have other methods like accreditation process. We will follow through with that. Supply chain timings. You give them the information. If they need for, let's say, scheduling, you provide a calendar of schedule, how you'd be able to provide that to them. Or otherwise, you know, if the person who's making a decision wasn't there, then you ask for a meeting for another decision with the decision maker to be there. So that's a way of connecting with them. Now, as you said, may mga not related to the transaction itself, but tangible enough to connect or making a relationship or rapport, sitting down with the client, treating them for a coffee. I guess for if you want to just to provide a small item, small information, ask them for a coffee. Sabi mo, quick 5-minute talk, I'll invite you to a coffee shop. Bigay ko sa iyo information na kailangan mo. That may, you know, you'll be surprised it might end up a 30-minute meeting and a decision right there and then.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, those are good, very good insights, especially in closing accounts. Yeah, so I think that's it for this episode. Any last statements for our audience?
All right. I'll just give a few more things to add. No? In to show confidence and to show that you are sure about your product or your service that you're offering, make sure that you have an effective communication and body language to show your customer or client. So making eye contact, using confident body language, avoiding filler words, or kasi, ano, yung mga bagay na yun. You have to avoid all those things. Those will help you establish a good credibility to your client. Yeah.
Right. Actually, yun din natutunan ko before. I had a mentor, a sales manager before, na sabi niya, iwasan mo yung dead air, no? Yung awkwardness and dead air, no? Try to sharpen that skill, no, of building rapport at yun nga, avoiding those dead air during the sales call. It's really important as well. Yung parang nakikita, thank you mentioned, parang nakikita nilang you're comfortable and confident with what you do.
It's connected to what you mentioned earlier. You want to control the sales meeting. It should be your sales meeting, not theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you control the setting. So you come in early and they ask you to sit on a table. You choose the right place on the table, right, and then you sit up confidently. And of course, wear your best dress, you know?
Correct. Yeah. Good impression. First good impression, last.
Correct.
All right. So that brings us to the end of this podcast on structuring winning sales calls, handling objections, and closing techniques. So we hope that you've gained some valuable insights with me and Paul, and tactics that you can apply to your own sales strategy. So remember that selling is all about building relationships with your prospects, providing solutions that meet their needs. So by taking, you know, time to understand the prospects' concerns, providing tailored solutions, and following up with them, as we discussed, then you can build a very strong pipeline of leads and close more deals. So we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Make sure to rate, like, and subscribe to whatever platform you are consuming this. And be sure to join us in our next episode. We're going to be discussing sales management naman. And then going to sales automation, like using CRM and whatnot. So until then, keep selling and keep succeeding. DX Your Life and Business